Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mash.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And I'm excited to see what you bring to the Patriots and how, you know, you're able to kind of bring your personality and bring what you do to the game under the New England Patriot way. I'm completely honest. I'm excited to see it. What was your feelings and your thoughts, A, when you got the call, and then B, as you started the process? Yeah, slow sip. As you start the process of thinking, wow, I'm about to be a Patriot.
We're being honest.
First of all, I'm going to say they don't believe in you, Cam. We talked about it. They don't believe in you.
That's real talk. But this is me. But I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. It was my dog, Future. Shout out to Future. He dropped a mixtape called 56 Nights. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite mixtapes. And I was like, bro, like, they playing with me. And I had to count the days, how long I was unemployed. Mm-hmm. It was 86 nights. 86 nights. Like, it's just like, that's 3 months.
Yeah, almost 90 days.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm going through it, and I'm like, okay, early on, like, people going to get signed that I'm looking at, and I'm like, you can't say I'm old because people older than me getting signed.
Especially at your position.
Hello. You know. Then I'm like, you can't say it's about injury because people who are more injured than me are getting signed. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whoa, where we at? Then you can't say the talent. So I'm like, hold on. Okay, now.
So there's another snippet from it last night. And again, we mentioned this earlier. I think one of our producers mentioned it as well. A little bit of a Kyrie factor in that it's rambly. He takes over the thing. Like, if you... I watched the full hour, and Victor Cruz had to cut him off, like me hanging up on a collar, you know, like he was rambling on. Like, Cam Newton would have kept, he'd still be talking if they hadn't stopped him a couple of these things. Like, he just rambled on, and, like, you know, opinion on everything, and it's like, oh, boy.
There's more theatricality and charm to Cam Newton, though. There is a Kyrie thing in terms of, like, he takes over the room, and it's like, okay, I'm going to be heard. Like, okay, we get it. But I find myself, more often than not, eye-rolling to Kyrie Irving. Cam Newton a little bit, but there, like, I don't know. I found some of that really funny. Like, when they mentioned one of the quarterbacks, and it was more of a visual for the NBC Sports Boston audience, but, you know, he's like, oh, hello. Like, they mentioned one quarter. Like,
guys who are older than me, hello.
Hello, yep.
And he's got, so if you're listening on the podcast or on the radio, the visual really helps. I mean, he's got a good outfit, as usual, with the fancy hat and the whole thing and the sweater over the shoulders, and he's chugging a big cigar, smoking it, and they're drinking. They are legitimately drinking. They have emptied a decanter of red wine, and they're drinking it over the course of the hour. So maybe Newton was a little loose, you know, by this point. I think it sort of sounds like it at points where
I found myself rooting for, like, the name, say Andy Dalton, say Teddy Bridgewater, because you know you want to.
So, it's a handful. There's just, he's a handful. And I don't think the Patriots want any players who are a handful. Will they make it work if it's worth their while? Of course they'll make it work if it's worth their while. But it's not how they draw it up, and it's not how they would ideally want it to be. And that's so we'll see how that all works out. Cam Newton did follow up there, so that was just half of the comment. I want to play the second half of it because, again, he does get into this, the league passing him by and teams picking over, you know, other quarterbacks over him and how this is motivating him. And this is the best news for the Patriots, how motivated Cam Newton is. Give me number two, Jimmy.
I'll be the first person to tell you, these last 2 years, I haven't been putting the best film on tape.
That's
just honest. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, there's other people that's been putting film out there that's getting picked up. And I'm like, whoa,
Okay. Not even picked up. They got the starting job.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm feeling disrespected. Like, I'm feeling like, bro, because every team at one point had to say, okay, fellas, Cam Newton, what do we think? Pass. You feel me? And that's the disrespect that I feel. So it's not like I'm I feel vindicated to some degree, but I'm searching for, I'm going at next all year.
Again, going at next. So he sees, feels vindicated. They got picked up by a team like the Patriots and Bill Belichick, but that he shouldn't really. And no one wanted him. And he's got the worst contract in football. I mean, the best team contract, right? But from a player standpoint, he took one of the worst contracts in football. So he shouldn't feel vindicated. And it should be a big revenge tour. And that should be to your advantage, Maz.
Oh, absolutely. And again, look, for him to feel vindicated would again suggest that Belichick had targeted him all along, which he didn't. Belichick was just going to take whatever was left because that was the best deal. That's what he wanted. He wanted a good deal. He didn't want anything, you know, specific. He was just going to, let's see what happened here at the end, and whatever's left is what I will take. So now, that said, oh my God, do I hope this guy's a starting quarterback. And I think he's going to be. Okay, I think he's the starter. I just think the season got infinitely more interesting with Cam Newton here.
Absolutely. So I'm rooting for it, too. In the same breath, I'll tell you, I'm not into the self-promotion and the theatrics and all of this. And I don't like that from any athlete. And so what I'm already getting from Cam Newton, and it's like, I wouldn't be surprised one bit. One bit. If even though Belichick's going to adjust, Maz, and he's going to bend to Newton, he's going to do what it takes to put him in the best position to succeed, I would not be surprised one bit if Belichick at some point here in shortly says, let's go easy, shall we, Cam? Can we just put a little bit of a governor on the social media stuff and the headlines I'm reading every other day? And not that he's throwing bombs or, you know, undermining anything. It's just the way Bill wants it. Ignore the noise. We're not into the hype, you know, so that's I know Bill will bend to Cam Newton, but what he wants is what he wants. And it's a little, the Cam Newton hype train, a little much. Certainly not truly the Patriot way, if you will. So,
well, look, he wants him to make the news on the field. Make it on the field. And then again, the rest of it, let everybody else talk. But because again, in Bill's mind, all it does is take away from the focus. And to me, that's the big thing, is that he just wants you focused on the football. Stay focused on the football.
You know, and you know, in this regard, the Patriots should be able to control it more than they ever have. They're not going to have post-game press conferences, right? Like, that's where Newton has gotten in quote-unquote trouble, and I don't even think he's gotten in real trouble, but like when he's made headlines, right? You know, he's made some headlines off the field with some of the stuff he's done at press conferences, whether it was sort of dissing that female reporter
right
at one time, or, you know, he's had some other comment, you know, and then, you know,
after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, right, was a bad moment for him, so he's had some press conference issues, if you will. Again, I say small I. It's not like he's broken any laws, but he's broken Patriot laws, you know, in those press conferences, making himself the story, that sort of thing. It's not what Bill wants. And so they'll be able to really control, like, it, you know, is he even going to dress up for the post gamers? Because they're all going to be Zoom conferences, right?
Oh, he'll get dressed. I think he's into it.
So, I mean, like, clearly it's important to him, but it's not the same, right? It's not the same as walking out there into a full conference room with a couple hundred reporters and all the cameras. It's different, you know. I don't know if you get dressed up like that to stand in front of your computer. Isn't that a little weird?
Nah, he's into it, though.
Oh, he'll do it.
I'll tell you, like, I give him credit there, too. Every time I see him, I'm like, man, the balls you got to have to pull off those kind of outfits. And he does. I mean, the hats, the shirts, the, like, the prep look with the sweater over the shirt. Like,
I kind of like that. Yeah, I was noticing too. That just yeah, now. I do. I like that. He looks good with that.
So the cuts are really...
Gasper would love that look.
God, he's so jealous. Gasper right now.
Oh, that is.
Right
now, that's a good look. He looked good there.
Gasper's online shopping right now to find out just how to accessorize that sweater over the shoulder thing that he has with the glasses and the hat. It's perfect. It's perfectly put together. Gasper is one jealous fella right now of Cam Newton. But but back to the point, like, this is not what the Pats are looking for. I think they'll be able to control it this year more than ever because it's not the live press conference setting. It's not. It's a different deal this year. And I think that's, you know, that's to their advantage. If Newton even makes it through camp, and I'm not convinced that he will, and not necessarily because of this stuff, but it's sort of a piece. You know, it's a piece of it. Is he a fit New England on the field or off? And can they make it all work? And the contract is structured that if they cut him in camp, there's no harm, no foul. And usually when you have a contract like that, you get cut. you're far more likely to cut when that's the deal. And again, Zoe heard this interview today, and the first thing he said was, I'm more convinced than ever that Stidham's the guy. So just take that for what it's worth. I promise your reaction, Cam Newton's fit in New England after that thing last night, to you right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
You can listen to Felger and Maz on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So now I'm going to another situation where it's like I get coached by arguably the best coach.
Ever?
Swear.
Arguably.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And now it's like we was playing spades. It was like, bro, you know we all had that. Bro, you give me your hand and you get my hand and let's see what you do with it.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah. Cam Newton with Vic Cruz and Odell Beckham last night and Todd Gurley. But it was the Cam Newton show, make no mistake about it, which is what this offseason has become, the Cam Newton show. How do you feel about it? I think Belichick feels about it. Curtis in Mansfield. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hello.
Hi, Curtis. You're on the air.
Yes. Does it usually take 46 minutes to get on? Chance to talk to you?
Yes.
Longer.
Okay. I just want to say I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I want to make this short.
Okay.
My opinion of Cam Newton and Belichick is a head-on collision just waiting to happen.
Which would be fun, too. For our standpoint,
if it explodes
spectacularly, there's all sorts of controversy and fallout. Well, that's good for business, too. We'll take it.
No matter what. That's why I said, like, the biggest takeaway from the signing of this guy is the team is going to be far more interesting with him here.
Well, for better or worse. I mean, already. I mean, think of what Newton has done for the last 2 to 3 weeks of just this program. I mean, oh, my God.
Content.
Thank God. Oh, Murray, you sent me that clip this morning. I was like, oh, my God. It moved.
Yeah.
It moved.
I figured as much.
In the pantalones when I saw that. Just the first shot of him with the get up and the cigar and the chugging the wine. I'm like, here we go. Love it. Greg and Lincoln waiting patiently as well. Greg, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
So here's the problem with comparing Newton to Teddy Bridgewater and saying that race wasn't a reason that it took so long for him to get signed. It's basically like comparing Muhammad Ali to Sonny Liston and saying that they're both the same because they're both black boxers. You know, how can I give the benefit of the doubt to this group of owners that blackballs Colin Kaepernick, you know, also just as talented? And Tim's right in that sound clip. You know, all these teams passed them up. I don't know. To just assume that that wasn't a factor, I can't do that.
So hold on. You think they passed him up because he's a black quarterback?
I think for a lot of these owners, sadly, they don't want an outspoken black quarterback.
Okay, I think there are.
But when has Cam Newton ever been like an outspoken political guy? If that's what you like, so I don't get.
It's true that he's not been outspoken like that. It's true.
I don't get the comparison to him and Colin Kaepernick. He's never been that kind of guy.
Exactly. He's theatrical. He's got, you know,
he's got flair to him, flair and flamboyant.
He's out there, but it's not like he's politically divisive. Never really has been.
Not really been any kind of trouble off the field. My knowledge is good with charities, does good stuff for kids when he was with the Carolina Panthers. It's, you know, I think it's injury and the concerns about the injury and the fact he wasn't really able to see doctors here because of the pandemic. And that he looked like he was washed up these last couple of years.
But, you know, but I also think there's a fit thing where he's, I you know, if he were my backup, I'd be concerned. He, again, as we've seen here, he considers himself the man. He's the show. And I don't blame him for feeling that way. Number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy, tens of millions of dollars in the bank, went to the Super Bowl. Like, he wouldn't be the only guy who thinks he's the man, but he thinks he's the man. And so, I don't know, does that fit if you want him to just come in and compete or potentially back up or be a fit in your locker room or on your team like that? I think there's a whole raft of issues there with Cam Newton that also maybe kept some teams away. Some. But I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that he's black. And the whole thing stems from a story in The Undefeated today that, and again, I feel like I'm mispronouncing the first name, and I really don't mean to. Martinzi? I think this is Martinzi Johnson in The Undefeated. He writes that the deal Newton signed with the Patriots and the lack of offers he had from the rest of a pass-happy league demonstrates that Newton and many other black quarterbacks is held to a different standard from white quarterbacks right down to the dollars and cents. Johnson writes that there's no explanation for such a small contract for Newton for a once transcendent talent other than a league of mostly white executives viewing Newton as not worth the headache, a reputation Newton has not earned. So that last piece I sort of disagree with. I think Newton can be a little bit of a headache, but it's nothing to do with the fact that he's black. I don't care if he's black, white, or green, or purple. Like, what's the difference what his skin color is? There's, again, he has a wide wake behind him, as I think we've just seen here in the last couple of weeks. So he might be a little bit of a headache. And I think maybe that did turn some teams off. But it's hard to make the case that his contract's bad because he's a black quarterback. When? I'll just restate. The highest paid guy in the league is an African-American quarterback. The second highest paid guy in the league is an African-American quarterback. There's an African-American quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys whose owner, I don't know, is probably one of the questionable ones the caller was just talking about. You know, some racist owners out there. You know, Jerry Jones in Dallas, Texas, have an African-American quarterback. And they are about to make him either one of the five highest paid quarterbacks in the league on the franchise tag or give him an extension that makes him a top three paid quarterback in the league. So the highest paid guy is African-American. The second highest paid guy is African-American. The third highest paid guy is about to be African-American. The MVP is African-American, who when he signs his contract will be a top five guy. Deshaun Watson in Houston is about to sign a contract that will make him a top five guy. We could get to a point where next year the top five or six highest paid guys in the league are African-American quarterbacks. So how can you make the claim that Cam Newton's not getting the money because he's African-American? Never mind the fact that he lost a job to Teddy Bridgewater, who signed for $63 million over 3 years, including $33 million guaranteed. He's African-American. So what is Johnson talking about? Like,
well, it goes to what I said to a caller who, you know, still said it was about race earlier. It's feelings over facts. You feel like because who Cam Newton has been and all that Cam Newton's accomplished, again, number one draft pick, former MVP, all of that, it doesn't make sense on the surface that he gets this kind of money and he's waited around this long to get a job. But again, when you bring up those kind of facts, it proves that it's like, no, it's not a black quarterback thing.
Never mind that Jacoby Brissett is making $10 million as a backup. Never mind the fact that a team in L.A., the second biggest market in the country, just went to their brand new stadium with an African-American quarterback at the helm. Never mind the fact that the Green Bay Packers, who have one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now and have for the past decade, just drafted an African-American quarterback in the first round. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I most people have moved beyond the African-American quarterback thing. Most people. And so when it's brought up, I find it aggravating from both sides, you know, whether it's an old Boston curmudgeon who's not ready for Cam Newton or the Undefeated who's telling me that he didn't get paid or picked up because he's African-American when there's African-American quarterbacks across the league getting paid and drafted in jobs. So it's like, I'm sorry. I think it misses the mark. But that's what that call was referring to, just to reset the topic. Here's Chris in Hartford. Go ahead, Chris.
Mike, no. We don't need this, Mike. Stick to your guns, Michael.
Don't need what?
This is horrible. This is not what Belichick wants. He probably won't make 2 weeks being in the huddle. This is not something Stidham. Zolak is correct. This is a sideshow brought in to give him a shot. Look at the contract. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, Chris. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll answer for him. Go. What's your question?
What does Belichick want? He said this is not what Belichick wants. What does Belichick want?
He wants you to shut up and do your job.
Okay, Belichick wants to win.
And he wants to win, but he wants, if it ideally, you're winning while shutting up and doing your job. If you're creating a sideshow, he'll accept it as long as you win. But,
right.
But the leash is shorter, right? Like, I mean, he's willing to put up with less if you're a sideshow. He doesn't want sideshows. You admit that.
No, I know he doesn't want sideshows, but he wants to win. He doesn't want, you know, so this thing is Belichick doesn't want this. We don't need that. Well, can we stop? Belichick wants to win. If Cam Newton helps you win, why wouldn't you take him? I mean, what's, I don't get that logic. I put that, to me, that's where Bill starts. Can this guy help us win? And I give Bill a lot of credit for this, because I think now, and it's not universal, because there are moments where his ego gets in the way, Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. Okay, stupid decision. But overall, can this guy help us win? Now, the contract's got to be right. There's got to be a lot of other things. And
he also wants his guys to put a sock in it, because if it was just about winning, he would have let Gronk take his shirt off and do nipple shots of tequila whenever he wanted, and he would have let Tom Brady do whatever, and he didn't. So yeah, I'm not talking about
for a long time he did.
I'm not talking about Bill's right or wrong. I largely think he's right about that stuff.
For a long time he did let Gronk do nipple shots.
I don't know.
For a long time,
not
he did.
Really. Well, I don't know. Rob Gronkowski wanted to talk about Philip Dorsett jumping on his back and riding him like a horse, but we got yelled at, so I can't really talk about it, although I want to. So Bill didn't let Gronk be Gronk.
Okay, that was closer to the end. He let Gronk be Gronk for a long time. There was a lot of nonsense that went on with Gronk and the injuries and the joint statements between the Gronk family and the Patriots. Stuff that Belichick probably went home and punched himself in the face over.
I'm just saying.
Stuff that he hated.
Maz, you're right. And so Bill will take it and he'll adjust and he'll do what it takes to win games and be the best for the football team.
For a while.
Okay, but generally speaking, you have to admit, he's not into the sideshows.
No, I'm not saying he is into the sideshows. I'm just telling you he will tolerate it for a while, particularly if you're productive. But if you're not productive, forget it. Like, you're out.
Meanwhile, we've been talking about, you just mentioned Bill Belichick. Guess what Belichick is doing for the first time ever? For the first time ever.
It's not eating.
Bill Belichick is doing something that heretofore I don't think he's ever done before. And does this represent another change down in Foxborough? The details on that with Big Jim Murray's update right here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's tough, man, because real people are being affected in a negative way. And I think the first time in our lifetime, there's probably something where we don't know what the fix is. And I think that's the issue. It's an invisible monster. And, you know, my personal story, you know, I was affected professionally, personally, and, you know, in ways that obviously me being a free agent for as long as I was, it was because of Corona. I couldn't travel. I couldn't go to teams. It was a lot of uncertainty. You know, when you do go places, when you do go to the grocery store, the market, when you see your kids, you know, my sons and my daughters, like they looking at you as like, Daddy, when you going to Charlotte, you going to work? You going to play football in Charlotte? It's like, no, but you want to be able to tell them something, but you're not able to travel. You know what I'm saying? And I think for us, it puts our human hat back on. And because I have friends who have been, you know, has contracted, in essence, the virus or the sickness or, has been involved. We all know somebody. And then when you hear the numbers, you know, spike in a way that, you know, in the last couple of days or even weeks, We want to live this normal life again, but like it's invisible. You don't know if it's here. You don't know if I got it. You don't know if you got it. You know, you don't know if the cameraman got it. And I think that's the scariest thing. And, you know, for us, our sport, you pass DNA off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
All right, a little bit of the rambler there, Newton and that thing. But to his credit, he doesn't blame race for the fact that he was on the street for so long. He's not doing that. But he is blaming COVID a little bit, which I think is closer to the mark. I think that was definitely a factor.
Totally.
That he couldn't travel. But I still think it's a little bit of a cop-out. I think if a team really wanted him, they would have waited or they would have figured it out. But I don't think anyone really wanted him that badly. And that is, he should take that to heart, and that should motivate him, and he should feel disrespected, because he was disrespected. It's disrespectful the way he was treated by the NFL, the free agency process, meaning he should have had a job. Yeah. He's got a resume that, you know, his phone should have been ringing, and it wasn't, and that should piss him off.
And he specifically has been done dirty by his team. So we didn't see this because this was before the signing, and it's not like we brought it up, but about a month ago, like almost to the day, the Panthers' official Twitter account put out to their fans, choose your goat with the little goat emoji. The three players they could choose from, Luke Kuechly, Steve Smith, Julius Peppers, no Cam Newton, the only guy who's ever won an MVP in that team's franchise history. They went to the Super Bowl twice. He was one of the reasons, or one of the main reasons they got there.
Peppers was a bad man. Who were the first two?
Luke Kuechly and Steve Smith.
So Steve Smith, they're all good, but Newton, so make it four, make it five people, put Cam Newton on there
out loud. Right. Just make room for him.
That's some petty crap right
Yes,
there.
It is.
You know, so he has got every right to be pissed at that team more than anything.
Yeah, well, so want to hear one more? He had a good one about he found out he was being fired by the Panthers in a text, Jimmy, and Comcast. Why don't we run number four? Why don't you give him a second to catch up there on the TV side? So, that, you know, again, he went out quite a bit about how he was treated by Carolina, and the motivation to prove Carolina wrong is obviously very strong. So here's number four on how he found out about him being released by the Carolina Panthers.
They sent you a text?
Nobody called me. My agent called me, bro. And that's why I was like, bro, it was a text sent. And then I was like, what? And then he called me, was like, man, yeah, man, I told them don't just do that. Like, we're going to have to agree to what team you're going to be traded to. Mm-hmm. I said, this whole time, the owner couldn't call me. No. The GM couldn't call, but they called me after the fact. Basically, they called me, you know what I'm saying, with the decision already made. Yeah. You know, it was in the book.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, you know, and I'm talking to them, I'm like, bro, like, I'm going to be professional. You know what I'm saying? I answer the phone call, yes, sir, no, sir. That's how my mom raised me. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, bro, y'all got some nerve, bro. Like, I'm a warrior, bro. You know what I'm saying? I take everything at heart. I'm the type of dude that get off the bus mad. It's raining outside. Oh, y'all tried me. So let alone, I done gave this whole city. I gave this whole franchise. I gave the coaches everything. My mind, my body, my soul, my heart. And this how y'all treat me, bro? And I said it in the interview before, I never once wanted to leave. Y'all pushed me out because y'all didn't believe in me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, they was like, he's not healthy yet. Nah, get rid of him. I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay, so motivated. He's pissed off at the Panthers. Bill's pissed off at Brady. Bill's pissed off at the league. Still hates the league. He's pissed off at the world. Put it all together, and hopefully, you got something cooking. We'll wrap it up here with your phone calls. We'll try and zip through them. Mike and Millbury. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
All right. Mike, you brought up before about the comment he made about Josh McDaniels not being able to make calls. He wasn't saying that he's incapable of it. He was saying that he couldn't do it because of Tom.
Right.
Second, you said Bill couldn't mesh, but then 30 minutes later, you say he needs to change the offense to fit Cam. That's meshing. I love you guys. I listen to you every day. All right, I'll listen to you. Bye.
Yeah, no, I'm talking off the field. I think on the field, I'm less worried about that, frankly. On the field, I think Bill is as good as there's ever been at, you know, putting a guy in the best position to succeed, doing what he does well and hiding what he doesn't do well. So like
it's
that,
it's his greatest strength as a coach.
Absolutely. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch with Cam Newton. He'll be right in front of us, how Bill hides some of his weaknesses, maybe in the accuracy department, and highlighting his strengths, whether it's mobility or the balls downfield or whatever the case may be. Like, that's going to be the best part. I'm talking about meshing. I don't think Bill is particularly interested in meshing with players off the field, meaning I have to adjust what I do to suit you. Typically, Bill is not into that. He will do it for special cases, and he'll do it if that's what's best for the team, and he'll get him wins, but that's not exactly what he wants. And I'm sorry, I think that's just a fact. That's not, that. I mean, that's hardly debatable, and that's the way most football coaches are, right? It's the way most bosses are. They want you to do it their way. And Bill, with all the winning, you know, can really follow through with that. And I forget the first thing that he said.
The offense and how it would
change. Josh McDaniels. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think Bill wants players coming talking about what Josh is going to do for me. Like, I don't think that he has any. That's another thing Bill has no interest in. It's a small thing. It's for 31 other teams, it's nothing. But for Bill, he doesn't want a new player coming in and saying, yeah, this is what the offensive coordinator can now do for me because he couldn't do it for the other guy. I don't think Bill wants that.
And I agree in the past. But again, the quarterback who just left, who Bill, I think, wants no part of anymore and wants to now spite, also had an issue with Josh McDaniels. So to now spite Tom Brady, you'd say, oh, yeah, no, do whatever you'd like. Yeah, Cam, however you want it, we'll talk to Josh. We can have a little meeting together. I'll bring Subway sandwiches
exactly.
Now that I'm an endorser, and we'll figure it all out, whatever you want.
We'll get a football.
I mean, the more you listen, though, it's hard to come away and not think that Cam loves himself some Cam Newton,
Ooh,
doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, he really does. He is. There's no bigger fan of Cam Newton than Cam Newton.
Paul in Maine. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hey, guys. Michael, your prayers to the Tate gods finally got answered when Cam Newton signed here. This freaking guy's a bottomless well of top show fodder. Holy cow. But first, to anyone who thinks a healthy Cam Newton will not be starting this year, please recount your chromosomes. He's going to be your starter, good God. Also, guys, I think Chill Bill knows full well what he's getting into. He's far more concerned with Newton's football ability and presence in the locker room than his social media influence. Like it or not, these are the times we live in. I mean, seriously, Bill's slamming down footlongs and learning to loosen up. He might be cooler with this stuff than we think he is.
So, I mean, it's no question he's more concerned about the on-field thing. I mean, obviously. I'll say it again. I would not be surprised if here in the next couple days, Cam Newton on the social media side goes a little silent and that there's just a little bit of a, can we pump the brakes just a little bit I just wouldn't be surprised one bit. And I think Cam Newton will do it and do it willingly because he's all in for 1 year to win with Bill Belichick and shove it to everybody else. And he'll do what it takes too. He's going to do what it takes. He should. I think he will. We've got Willie in the car. Hi, Willie.
Hey, guys, I got two kind of ultra homer takes on the Cam Newton pickup. One take is that Belichick is the master psychologist, so he picks up Cam Newton, motivates Stidham to get him to, hopefully excel.
Uh-huh.
And he could be cut, before he can start, Newton, that is. The other take is Newton could be sneaky, sneaky good given the lack of, off-season training camps, practices and given his athleticism and razzle dazzle, type of play.
Okay, so Bill can't lose. Either he cuts Cam Newton, he did it all, there's a master plan to pump up Stidham, or Newton comes here and lights the world on fire and see, Bill made the right call. So that's perfect.
As usual.
On Stidham, if he motivated him, I don't know how that's working so far. Stidham is back in town, apparently. He is throwing with Mohamed Sanu. Is there a post on this?
Second straight day, Mohamed Sanu on Instagram has posted on his story. He's out there, running routes, and it's Jared Stidham throwing on the ball. So at least he's back in the area and working.
Stu, how's his accuracy?
I was going to say, Stu, what do you believe about how Jared Stidham has looked coming back here in these throwing sessions?
Balls in the dirt? Is he overthrowing receivers? Did he throw in Texas? I'm not sure. I'm asking questions.
Questions? Or
you're facilitating
just
discussion.
We may have heard how he's looking.
Is his arm in good condition?
Interesting. So we're saying it's possible. He didn't look so good since he came back from Texas.
Has he figured out how to read a defense yet? Can he track a linebacker or a safety? I'm not sure. I'm asking questions.
Keep it in mind. Scott,
He's not ready.
Scott, New Bedford. Hey, hi, Scott.
Guys. Get that arm in condition.
So I have a little take here. So Bill Belichick sees Tom Brady down in Tampa, peacocking and doing all this stuff down there, and he picks up probably the biggest NFL peacock in the league, which is Cam Newton, and I don't doubt that Bill Belichick isn't going to start telling him to do less. He's going to tell him to do more. And I don't even doubt that he might have a burner account and he's leaving eggplant emojis on his post.
So what you're saying is it's a peacock measuring contest.
I just think it's going to be one big spite party in Foxborough this fall. Because I think you have obviously a very motivated Cam Newton wants to prove all these doubters wrong. And then Bill now also wants to prove Brady wrong too. Like, oh, you don't think I'm fun? You don't think you didn't like it here, Tom and Rob Gronkowski? I'm gonna go sign Cam Newton, maybe the most flamboyant quarterback in the league, and I'm gonna let him do whatever the hell he wants. And now I'm also gonna do commercials for Subway.
I was just gonna say, and furthermore, I'm now gonna start trying to out earn you on the endorsement front because I think I can.
Oh, you think you're a pitch man? I'm gonna be a better pitch man.
That's a great one. It's true. You know, for him to do a Subway commercial, and again, these pictures that you're looking at on the simulcast, that one, that side shot of him shoving that footlong in his face is wow. of all the products to come back we'd love Subway as an endorser as well. Great company, great sandwiches, blah blah blah. I don't mean to diss the Subway. I'm just saying, of all the things for him to come back and endorse Subway, like, you know, they're paying him a ton of money, Maz.
I mean, there is just something funny about Bill Belichick sitting on what basically qualifies as a park bench. Maybe it's more like a bus stop with a sub in his hands. I don't think you want to be around him when he's hungry and angry. Like,
kids, keep your hands and feet away from Bill at all times.
Seriously, watch your fingers. Watch your fingers and your toes, because Uncle Bill is hangry.
And typically, correct me if I'm wrong, right? In most of these food commercials, it's just kind of like a prop more than anything else. You usually don't see anyone eating it or mowing it. That was probably just a prop, and he was like, no.
Oh, no, that was a break.
Looks
good. He was actually, that was...
So I get to try this?
Snack time.
Oh, seriously, gosh, like, has he taken a bite out of that? He looks like he hasn't eaten anything in a month, for crying out loud.
Thus concludes...
Seriously, just stuff that thing any farther down your throat?
Enough of that good time. The final word comes your way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right. Well, with the story today of Bill Belichick now becoming a pitchman for Subway sandwiches.
The spots write themselves, don't they, Murray?
Well, they do, and that's what we had some fun with. So that's what we're going to get to here in the final word.
As Murray has reported to you, Belichick is currently off the island in Connecticut shooting a Subway commercial.
I like the...
What's he trying to lose weight?
Well...
$5 foot long...
This, in my mind, is, I think, the first endorsement he's ever done. If it's just a flat endorsement, like, he doesn't do endorsements. He turns them down. Now, I think he does very well on the speaking circuit. I think he, you know, I think he has side income, you know, in other regards. And certainly he's starting to raise a lot of money for the Bill Belichick Foundation. But in terms of, you know, product endorsements, has he ever endorsed a single thing?
Not that I can think of.
Me neither.
Not Subway?
I like a... steak and cheese with mayonnaise. You can toast the honey oat bun. $5 foot long.
eating fresh at Subway. Their sandwich artists always do their job. That's why I know I can always count on fresh ingredients and great taste every time I order a sweet onion teriyaki footlong on 9-grain honey oat. And when I'm done, we're on to a peanut butter cookie. Subway, eat fresh.
Can you imagine what a peach Belichick must be in these shoots? You know, you get some annoying director in your face like, all right, Bill, that was good, but we need a little more inflection.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know.
Can you give that to us with a little more energy?
Oh, God, after watching him eat that sub, that guy in the background there with the mask, who's what? Dude, watch your fingers. Seriously, Bill's going to chomp him right off. He looks like he hasn't eaten in a month.
Hi, I'm Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, and as you know, I grew up around the Naval Academy, and that's where I first developed my love of subs. Takes a bite of a footlong. For over 20 years, I've been putting the meat inside the rest of the AFC East. Now Subway puts the meat inside of me with this 12-inch cold-cut combo with all the toppings.
What a line, Murray. What a line.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to work out a new slogan at Subway. Subway.
We put the meat in.
We put the meat in you.
I'm telling you, that photo of him sitting on that bench, man, all you can see is his elbow. He's got that whole sandwich down his throat. Honey, what happened to your wedding ring? I ate it.
I want to know what the whole campaign is. Like, why do you use him?
What could it possibly be? Well, you use him for obvious reasons, but let me ask you.
But does Andy Reid come in? Like, then we're talking, you know. Like,
well, now, right, exactly.
I'll show you how to eat, Bill.
Eat your sub. Eat your sub.
Do you think Bill could out-earn Brady just in terms of flat endorsements? I'm not talking about the TV-12. You know, take that out. But do you think Bill could almost do more ad income than Tom Brady?
Yes.
Yeah?
I mean, I think it's because Bill's untapped. He's a virgin, if you will, when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Well, think about it. Yeah, and because Tom wouldn't align himself with a fast food restaurant, which is what Subway is, right? Like, with his lifestyle, Bill has already proven, I'm already in with Subway, so he'll, like, do it with Burger King, McDonald's, whoever.
Wouldn't it be something if part of his Brady FU tour, the spite tour, is that he says, you know what? I'm going to start endorsing stuff myself and wait till you see what I bring in, Tommy.
I'm Bill Belichick for Chick-fil-A. You ever have their chicken sandwiches before?
You know, like, it's all that stuff Tom wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Well, exactly. I love it.
Yeah, Bill could go high-end and also target the older guys who have money.
Well, if Bill really wants to F him, he endorses another fitness brand, right? Or another lifestyle.
No, instead he does Subway.
F the avocado ice cream. Have a footlong.
Exactly.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at Apex Entertainment.com.